Joke House, starring Atlanta's viral sensation, comedian Justin Whitehead.
Yo, big rust ass in there, laid back looking like some goddamn baloney.
Also, Baltimore's own Instagram star, just call me Smooth.
She got an unemployment check, and she ain't give me none of that.
Also from Baltimore, comedian D-Lo.
That motherfucking Tommy keep talking that shit, talking about the lesbians had a crush on him. Guess who, nigga? That fat ass. You keep playing it.
And from D.C., comedian Simon.
Niggas know I'm from D.C., nigga, because I got on Nike boots, nigga. We wear them shits for everything.
It's all hosted by comedian Big Fred and music by DJ Biddy. We going crazy. It's all going down at Magoobies, March 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 5, so make sure your ass is on time. Ty Funny presents One Funny Sunday. Tickets on sale now at Eventbrite.com, or you can pay at the door. You don't want to miss this.
Yo, yo.
Now you first and shit.
Yep. And I was, they weren't first last time.
Yeah, you were. I told you. I told you J.O. Gustavo was fucking asleep. Nigga fell asleep in fucking 10 minutes.
So did you wake him up?
He on now.
He got on.
Yes, he is. He probably fell back asleep.
Oh, there he is.
Bro, I just called Gustavo. He ended the call.
Because he was on. You just knocked him off.
Oh.
Fucking retard.
Bro.
We had him. He was asleep. He definitely was asleep, though. He definitely was asleep. He definitely was asleep. I told y'all that nigga don't know how, bro. I don't know. What's up with y'all energy, bro?
I told you
to
sleep
when
we talked to him at 8 o'clock.
Yo.
Hey, Gustavo.
There you go. He alive.
I was on here. Then you called me. Then it took me off. And
they had to call you. You knew the time. It ain't like you didn't know the time. You knew the time.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. Probably, I don't know. Something happened.
Go ahead, bro, man. For the fifth floor.
Right. Something just happened.
Oh boy, yo, you gotta get that checked out, yo. Hey, yo, you need to get that shit checked out.
Nah, don't try to blame me. I was on here earlier and they wasn't no answer, so don't do that.
You're right, but at the same time, we had established that we was going to
8:30. Yo, you know what? I probably was like, when you said 8:30, I was like, oh, let me go ahead and get a little stretch real quick. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie, when you hit me up, right? You like, yo, we on. I'm like, for real? Hold on, let me go.
He like, yo, no, this is how he tried to lie, right? This is how he'll try to lie. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? He like, yo, I'm on. I'm like, no, you lie. What are you talking about? Fuck is you talking about? We've been on for 20 minutes.
Hey, I wasn't even on for 20 minutes. It wasn't 20 minutes.
Yeah, just about. Y'all niggas not pee for real.
Here we go. Let's get it. Come on, break
and
your
time. And if y'all need a definition of what not pee is, it's y'all niggas.
Nah, I know what pee is now.
I don't know.
Y'all, what is pee?
And y'all it's not.
Yes, yeah, you gotta be pee.
It's complicated.
It's playing.
No, it ain't playing. No, it's not playing. No, it's not.
Oh,
not at all. Not at all, yo. It's like, yo, pee mean when you overdraft your bank account, but you put a little bit in there so you don't get that overdraft fee. And like, you feel me? You take a little bit out, and then that's pee.
That's pee right there. That's pee.
Pee basically just sum it up. Pee is being the stand up person. That's all.
That has nothing to do with what he said. That's like two separate things.
Yeah,
I explained how Gunna be explaining it. Gunna be explaining it like,
nah,
you don't know,
bro,
what the fuck going on.
Literally, you gotta use it. Why, even white folks understand it. It's keeping it, Google Urban Dictionary said a word that is commonly defined to be meant as a player.
But no, bro. No, yo, no. Oh, yo, what are you talking about? That's why I said you're not pee.
Okay. I'm telling you what it is.
Pee mean, yo, when you got the homies in the cell for real. You might not send them no commissary, but you call them, that's pee.
Mm. Okay, so that's what they say. The Urban Dictionary say, Gunna who defined the word as something positive.
That's pee.
A term of positivity.
Yes, like if you take care of your kids,
positivity. That's what it
means. Yes, if you take care of your kids, but you don't even gotta take care of them all the way, but take care of them just enough so you're not on child support. That's pee.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, yo, I'm trying to tell y'all. I be telling y'all.
Yeah, pee is basically just from what I learned from it is basically being a stand up person. It's positivity. I'm reading it.
Yo, you can't read P, yo. You can't read it. It's not in the
dictionary.
Y'all
all saying different things.
You're not P, yo. From my understanding is when I was down there in Florida, we all Florida cats like, yo, you gotta keep it player. That's how everybody's like, yo, you gotta keep it player. But this is a whole new thing.
Yeah, it's a new P.
Yeah, this is a different level.
This new
they
pee,
just
bro.
Dropped because his new album came out, so everybody's talking about PPP. Nobody was even talking about P.
Yeah, yes, niggas was when them PPP loans came out. Niggas was talking about P. What you talking about?
That is true.
All right, I got a question. I'm gonna kick this bitch off.
Kick it off.
Do y'all?
Well, I need to cover. We can all hear you underneath the cover. Nah, I ain't underneath the cover. When I said that, I leaned over. So my
arm. Nah. Yeah, bro. Yo, take it. Zip in your onesie like halfway down. Take that bitch off, yo, so you stay awake or something, bro. Shimmy out of that, motherfucker. Do y'all still follow the person that y'all lost your virginity to?
Dum,
dum, dum.
No, do y'all?
That was quick, Brie. What your boyfriend sit beside you?
You real funny.
Said no. I did. I followed the person. First of all, I never took nobody's virginity. I followed the girl who took my virginity.
Okay. J.O.
Oh, no. Hell no. I don't. I lost my virginity too. I don't even really, I ain't gonna lie. That was like, whatever. Like, that was just, I would just want to do trial and error. Like, I don't even. If I see her in the mall, I would literally walk past her. Wouldn't even know her.
Oh, she must have broke your heart.
She would.
See. Man, my shorty's still cool. I be trying to spend a bim, but she married now.
I'm not even shocked at your answer.
I was in the sixth grade. She was in the eighth grade. And shit was nice. It was nice. Gustavo.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yo, how you know he sleep. Cause that's how your first answer for everything we say, you gonna be like, yo, that's crazy.
Nah, that's my slogan. That's crazy.
You gonna wake up shooting videos and shit. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that was funny though, because you definitely called me like, yo, we on. I'm like, yo, I'm on too. What you mean? I started to argue back with you, like, yo, I'm on too. What you mean? And I know I pressed the button.
Yo, you still follow the girl you lost your virginity to, or the person? Yeah, you still follow the person?
Nah, I don't follow.
Do you keep in touch?
Nah, I don't really keep in touch. It's, you know, after a while, you know, I don't think they can either. I think it's just more so like, yeah, we did that, but still.
Well, he don't got no IG no more?
What? Stop playing. He said he. Yeah, I peeped that. You try to slide that in there. I'm on. I'm up. See, yeah, you thought yo try. That was him trying to see if I was asleep. Yeah.
So like, what about the first girlfriend you ever had, or the first boyfriend you had? Do you still follow them?
Yeah. Yup. First girlfriend. Y'all, I still follow on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, and I ain't even gonna lie, yo. This is gonna sound weird, right? She pregnant now, and I was kind of mad.
Nah, you ain't mad. You ain't wrong.
Yo, that's weird. Yo, that's weird, ain't it?
What?
You ain't wrong, bro.
Yo, I know I'm not the only dude that be thinking like that, yo. That be watching that one girl, yo.
I'm the same
thing, bro. Yo, not even on no, like, on some creep stuff, but like that was like my first girlfriend. So it's like, oh, dang, you know, she's still single out here living her life. She just posted a picture, like, what, like maybe like a month ago. She was pregnant. I was mad. I was like, oh, shit, dang, why would you get pregnant?
Yeah, you ain't wrong, bro.
But she was like, that's supposed to be my baby.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing out of nigga mouth when a girl get damn, y'all, it was supposed to be me. I still follow my first girlfriend. She married too, for real. She got married to a nigga. She got married to a nigga I went to high school with, for real. She got married to her. I be wanting to talk shit like, yeah, you know I had your bitch.
Hey.
What about you, Bree? You still follow your first boyfriend?
Nah.
You got him up out of there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Damn, why your nigga made you cut all your niggas off like that, Bree?
I mean, because at that point, what's the point? If you're in a relationship, what you following your exes for?
Because just the motherfucker see them do bad in life. You still follow your first girl?
Yeah, I had I still follow my ex. I had a double bet. Like, my first girl that I had, she wound up giving the cake to my man. After we broke up, so what I did was, I was so petty, I wound up knocking on her best friend.
Damn. So that means she wanted to hit Cho the whole time, then.
No.
Hold on, what did he say? What you say, JL?
So what it was my first girlfriend. I still, like, we still, even to the day, like, we still follow each other. But it's like, she gave one of my dogs, we used to party and everything together. She straight gave yo the cakes. Like,
damn.
Like, she gave yo the cakes, lost that virginity to yo probably, like, I must say probably, like, 3 months. And yo was doing, you know, slitting down on the best friend tip, slitting down, knocked them cakes down. Summertime came around, I straight hit her best friend. I rolled.
Yeah.
The one she go out every weekend with.
Seen
her at the club, slid it back to the crib, knocked her down for GP for real. Just to keep it free for real.
That's how you do it. Speaking of spending the bend, my first gay girlfriend, she spent the bend on me the other day for real. I was right. As soon as she got in my DMs, I cut like 3 of my bitches off. I was like, y'all done.
Yo, let me ask you a question, man.
I was out of here.
If you smashed a chick, yo, and like, you know, years later, of course, like 7 years later, 5 years later, just to put a number on it, she a whole dyke now. Like, how would you, like, that body don't count no more.
First of all, she started off. If she's gay now, she started off gay.
Is she the man one or the woman?
She the man.
She's definitely a femme. She's definitely feminine.
So, like, after she started fucking with you, she didn't start fucking with girls?
No, I wouldn't say it like that.
No, she was already fucking with girls.
I think, yeah, she was already kind of on that wave, but, you know.
Before she blessed me with that cooter. Got blessed for real, because I was only, like, one of the, like, three people, like, she ever dealt with. Like, three guys that she ever dealt with, for real.
So you feel honored?
Yeah, I'm on it. Salute that pussy.
All right. She's gonna be cool with you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we cool. We like friends. We always, yo, I like most of my relationship, I only had like two relationships that ended, like that we like don't have no contact. But like the rest of my relationships, we all ended, like we always gonna be friends and shit for real. Like,
yeah, that's
how I fuck with that.
No, I wanna end like that. Like that's how I wanna end all my relationships. Like on some cool shit. Like, yo, we cool.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be on no whole grudges and we gotta walk around with that shit on our chest all day.
Right. Nah, because it's like we once together.
Right. It's
like
yeah.
A line between love and hate, though, like it's like when you really hate a motherfucker. That's the only thing about females. Females are different than guys. When a female says she done, she really done with you, boy. It's really hard to shake back. With a guy, it's different, boy. It's different.
Why you say it's different?
A guy, if he see a girl, oh, she leveled up. She leveled up. A guy double back before a female double back. Like, quit. Easy. 100%.
Yeah. True. You see Kanye out here trying to double back. Kim not having that shit. He writing songs and shit. Y'all heard Kanye new song?
Which one with the game?
He stepped out of religion with that.
Easy. Right? I told niggas, yo, he gonna be back cussing again next album. He gonna be back cussing again.
He sounded like Kirk Franklin. I snapped your neck.
He gonna be right back cussing again.
He put a song out pretty much like, what is that? God save me from the
crash.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ty. Say it. Go ahead.
Like, God save me from the crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson ass. I was like, bars.
What's this song called?
Easy. Mm. And it's right after he knocked the nigga out.
But
you think that was staged, though? You think that was staged for Pete Davidson? Because I low-key kind of think that it was staged.
Kanye is the type, he will get something staged like that. That is coming.
That's why I'm saying. I low-key think that might have been staged. Might have been staged.
They don't think about that shit, bro. They just went to the islands and shit. They said Kim Kardashian a billionaire, too, so it don't even matter.
Damn, so she... Good. Wait, hold on. She a big... Dang, so she worth more than Jay-Z alone.
Man. Yeah, hell, man. You see, Man, Kris Jenner, man, she got them little ladies' money. I'm trying to get up in that motherfucker family for real. I ain't gonna lie. Tristan keep on fucking up. I'm gonna be in Chloe DMs. Real fast.
The way your hair looking right now, you got a better chance going at Janet Jackson.
Yo, I gotta wash my shit, bro. I had my shit in for like 2 months. It's about time for take it out, wash. It smell like Marlboro Lights.
I'm not playing.
I feel like they wrote Janet off after the Super Bowl situation. They said she about to drop a documentary.
Oh, that'll be good.
Don't nobody care about her life.
What? Bro, she's legendary. Janet.
Exactly. How you gonna play with Janet?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yo, because all we gonna ask is, yo, how was it like to be Michael Jackson's sister? Like,
nah, yo, you know what's my, you know what made me really fall in love with Janet Jackson, yo? Because when Janet Jackson was popping, I really wasn't on her like that. But when she did that video with Busta Rhymes, she was lit. I was on her to that.
What's I say? Janet had like three decades of, like, when she was Janet of Unaxi, then she was Wild Janet. Then she got with Jermaine Dupri. She was literally legendary, bro. She was
didn't fuck with Janet until her titty popped out at the Super Bowl. Until her titty popped. Yeah, I remember that shit like it was yesterday. I was like, oh, I went to school the next day. Y'all see my mother? Y'all
I remember that,
that
day, like, too, though.
Me, too. I remember watching that.
Well,
yeah,
I
can't
remember seeing it on live TV.
Yeah, that was nice. She had a little nipple ring on. I was like, yeah.
She set that up, though. You know how he reach over and rip it off, and then she got a ring around her nipple.
All right, she got the little sun nipple ring.
Yeah, she told him, hey, look, when you done, rip it off, but do it cool.
I still ain't seen that nipple ring. We gotta bring that bitch back out, yo. Like, yo, that shit probably do numbers.
The fact that y'all remember the nipple ring, though.
Yeah, it had the little sun. It was the sun. She had a nice little areola and everything. Oh, shit.
All right, yo. What else? What y'all do irresponsible this week? Look, everybody silent. Nobody want nobody want to tell on themselves. All right, bet. All right, bet.
That's you cool. Go first,
John. What you do this weekend, John? Go ahead. Riding on E.
Yeah. Right. Nigga riding on E to New York and shit.
Right, got caught in the storm. Mm.
What you do, irresponsible? Bring, ladies, go first. Go ahead.
Shoot, my fucking Wi-Fi. That was irresponsible.
Did you get a new phone yet?
No, still irresponsible on that.
What? I thought you was getting a new phone. You got the money for it.
I know, but I just be, I don't know, procrastinating, I guess. One day.
Penny pinching and shit.
I know.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that, Bree. Sometimes it like that, for real. I'll be going some places and I'll be looking around. That's how I always know who really got money in the room. You look around and see everybody, what everybody got on their feet. And then look around. That's how I already know.
Bro, I just bought, like, 3 new pair of shoes, bro. Like, and I don't even, like, get to wear them bitches. Like, I just be buying shit just to be buying shit.
Is that but the first thing y'all wanna look at, though, on a person? Is their shoes?
Just first about.
Time. Yeah. Look at that shoes. Look at that shoes. And I look at that. I look at that. I even look at that. Like, as a man, you pull, look at a person, look at a person's face.
Yeah, it's face and then straight down to the shoes. Yeah. Like, it's straight down.
But with the mask, now it's just the shoes.
Nah, no, I still look at you in your eyes and shit, for real. Because I be trying to see if you be cute under that mask. I be trying to put your face together.
You can just tell, like, they probably cute.
Mm-hmm.
I got one, though. Shout out to my man, one of the guys. I had a party this weekend, and he listening, bro. Bro was super irresponsible. Yo, brought his lady to the club and tried to run out on the bill, for real. The security was like, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
He tried to run out on $27, bro.
Did he tell his girl, though?
His girl came in there and paid the. She was like, yeah, ho, you know what I'm saying?
You was in Memphis. That's how they talk too, for real.
Bro, if you'd have heard how he was talking, I swear, baby, don't do me like that. You know what I paid. They were like, where did I see that then, sir? He was like, you want me to call my bank right now? Do you want me to call my bank?
Yo, that's how you know a nigga lying. Damn, you went that far? Like, for $27?
Bro, and that nigga had sparkling pants on. That nigga had his little fake little flea market jeans on, shoes on. I'm like, bro, he is irresponsible. He should have stayed in the house.
Yo wanted to be up in that silent party. That was the first time they had some shit like that down there.
Boy, where he was, he put his money on goddamn Cowboys and lost. That's what it was.
Damn, y'all heard about partying? Megan Thee Stallion?
No, what happened?
They broke up.
For real?
And what you was sleeping again, Jack?
Nah, because I thought he wrote something and said it was fake or something, like it was cat.
Yeah, because she said that he was beating on her and shit, for real.
Yeah, yeah. Tory Lanez ain't do it, yo.
Yo, Tory Lanez ain't do it. This bitch
ain't do it, yo. He ain't do it, yo.
What's the word for it? What's the word for it, Bree?
Lying.
When the bitch just can't fucking stop lying and shit.
A liar.
It's a word for it. No, it's a word for it. Like, she a something liar. She a pathological liar.
Compulsive liar?
Yeah, she a compulsive liar. This bitch is lying. Fuck it, Megan, boy.
High ratings going on. That's why people ain't listening to her like that. So, she gotta keep
running. Because nobody want to hear fucking ah all the fucking time. Everybody tired of the ah, ah.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't believe this bitch try to lie on somebody else, yo. I'm sick of her shit.
Oh, so y'all actually felt like she was lying the first time. Y'all don't feel like that whole gun, really?
I didn't know. I ain't know right off the jump. At first I thought he did it. But then as the story kinda evolved, it was like, huh? And then, especially after everybody in the car except for her said that he didn't shoot her, I was like, yeah, this bitch obviously lied. She shot herself and was like, ow.
They said her homegirl shot him.
I think she was drunk. and she tried to take the gun and she shot herself and she was like, ow.
But I mean, like, somebody out there could put her in her place. Like, you can't keep putting black men through problems like this. Like, come on now. Like, you messing up. She messed up Tory Lane's whole career with that.
Yeah, he did. But he came out with the NFTs and shit. Yo came back. Yo bounced back. I still clap, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I still clap.
I think everybody on this phone will still clap.
Bree probably even clap. Like, yeah, bring that ass here, shorty.
I sure would.
Bring that ass here.
Y'all excited for the Super
Bowl? Yes, Pac City, let's go.
Pac City, let's go. Well, how you ain't going? You been out of Colorado too long. You tripping.
Y'all been a Packers fan, bro, because that's the only fucking football teams we really had back in the day. It was fucking Packers and the Cowboys. We ain't had no team when I started watching football. The first Super Bowls I saw was the Packers. And I've been a fan ever since.
I think I'm going to ride with the Chiefs. The Chiefs is my team, bro. I get excited when they play, bro. Like,
nah, fuck Kansas City.
I'm riding with Kansas City, bro.
Nah, fuck all of Kansas City. And the casinos.
I'm riding with Kansas City, bro.
They
winners, bro. I was like, that's what Lamar Jackson be trying to be like.
Kansas City is not P at all.
Can you go with that P shit?
Cause them bitches locked me up. Y'all ain't even send me nothing.
Man. We ain't get a chance to post you up on IG. Free time.
Right, yo. Y'all ain't got no t-shirts or nothing. Y'all are crazy.
Let's talk about that. Like, what's the first time you know when your homeboy locked up?
What you mean? What you say?
Anyway, everybody got a homeboy or uncle or family that was locked up before. Like, what's the first time you know, like, oh, yeah, bro must be locked up?
Family members will tell you. Somebody going to tell you first.
It depends. It's, if a nigga that you talk to all the time and shit, then all of a sudden he just go ghost. I straight case search him and shit. Like, hold up. Doop, 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 doop. It'd be case search, murder ink. It'd be murder ink, case search. You gotta be careful.
And the black
it'd be murder ink, then case search.
What do you feel like people be more excited for, when people come home from school or people come home from jail?
Definitely jail, bro. Cause you
low key probably jail, right?
Bro.
Just saying, but
school only 8 hours and shit. Unless you go to jail on the weekends.
No, he's talking about college.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends if you graduate. If you graduated, then graduation. But
it's like coming back from jail was like a survival thing. It's like, damn, like you made it through. So I feel like people are more excited when you come home from jail.
Yeah, I think that too.
Y'all saw that 74-year-old lady from Tennessee?
What about her?
Yeah, she spent 27 years in jail and shit, and they found out that she was wrongfully convicted for real. So she probably came home.
What they say she did?
She was convicted of murder.
She get a bag though, don't she get like $1 million or something for that?
Oh yeah, they definitely gonna pay her off and shit for real. I think you get like $1 million like per year or something. It's like 500,000 or something. That's why they lottery for real.
I don't know, bro, because they had it. What's that young man that what's his name? I can't think of his name. The one that was in New York, they committed suicide.
I forget what the little New York City 5 or something. Times Square 5? No, I forget. I know what you're talking about.
Not him, bro. It was another one for the book.
It was four of them. It was four of them that got locked up. Brief. Oh, you talking about
Delicious Husband?
No, you talking about the little guy Khalif.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What about him?
They ain't pay him no money. Like, yo had to really figure out his way back into the system, and yo ain't do nothing.
That's because they was about, he ain't wait for that motherfucking check to get cut.
Bro, the way that mental is, they fucked his mental up, bro, so bad. They supposed to play his family the rest of their lives, like generations down.
All right, we should talk about the USA government head jail. We is not talking about motherfucking Powerball.
right.
Let's be real here.
This is what I don't understand. Like, people in the USA government, they was more excited for the celebrating the what's that? The day that they stood up against the office and ran the office. They was more excited than that than Martin Luther King Day.
Like, yo, did y'all hear Joe Biden say fuck it. George Floyd death was more influential than Martin Luther King assassination.
That's not for real. He said that.
Yeah, bro. He gone. He got dementia all the way. He said that shit on Martin Luther King birthday. He said that shit yesterday. Hey, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He know he finished for real. He just tries to do anything.
Bro, I hope he just don't roll over and just start pressing the motherfucking nuclear buttons and shit. Like, hey.
What's that guy name? We had a guy named, y'all remember Wong? What's his name? Was Wong? The other guy he was running? Remember him? Dave Chappelle helped him run his campaign.
Yo, from New York. I know who you're talking about. I forget his name now.
I feel like Yo should come back out for next campaign. Maybe I feel like he'd do better than the Orange Man.
But I don't know, yo. Trump was funny, bro. I kind of miss Trump, yo. Like, I ain't laughed this whole presidency. Like, I ain't laughed at all during Biden's term. Motherfucking Trump had them one-liners.
Yeah. He definitely had us entertained. For real. Yeah,
that shit was funny to me.
But Cam, what's her name? Camilla White. She's entertaining, bro. Charlamagne.
So, Gustavo, take your mask off. You got that motherfucker sleep apnea mask. I told you we gotta start early for Gustavo. Like 8 o'clock don't be good for you. It's like 8 o'clock and done.
Brink, so what do you feel like the fact that if like what do you think falls on? Because I know we got. What holidays we got coming up next? We got Valentine's Day coming up right now. We got tax time coming up. Is that like a holiday too? Or no?
Hell yeah.
Tax time coming up. So what y'all think? What y'all think like right now? Valentine's Day, you going to think it's going to be more side pieces out here doing the sneaky link stuff? Or you think it's going to be more like couples out here?
I'm single, so I got a couple dates.
Oh, so you got February 15th already lined up, huh? You know,
I'm celebrating the whole weekend. I'm gonna take my main joint out on Valentine's Day, and then the other days we gonna split them up. So, do you get your guy something for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Like what? What's like a Valentine's Day gift for a guy?
I'm more of like a what do you want for Valentine's Day type person. So whatever they want, then it's like, all right.
So. Hypothetically, if he was like, all right, I want a threesome. Just hypothetically.
I'll be honest. I'm not one that's opposed to a threesome. So I wouldn't say no.
Look, if y'all ever break up, I'm gonna be writing them DMs. I'll be like, yo, Breezy.
At least you keeping it P with it.
I'm keeping it P.
What about you, J.O.?
Me, hold on, run the question back.
Do you expect a gift for Valentine's Day? Like, what type of thing? Like, what type of thing would you like for Valentine's Day?
I do expect a gift. I expect something. Like, I feel like I ain't gonna lie. You can't have no regular sex on Valentine's Day. Gotta be like whatever it is, extreme. So,
what's extreme?
But not like we get. Me and my lady, we get to popping, like, so I mean, like
50 Shades of Black Tony out that bitch. Fuck you talking about?
Like, whatever you thought was cool, and ain't no one and done. You gotta go to the gym that whole week, get yourself ready for a couple rounds. Like, no,
50 Shades of Black out that bitch. I hear you, Shorty. I hear you.
Okay, J.O. What about you, Ty?
I don't really give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. I care less about Valentine's Day. I be trying to hide for real, low key, but I do like at least
I like a nice dinner and just to chill out for real. If you gonna get me something, give me like a watch or some cologne or something like that for real. I mean, I'm not opposed to a threesome, as what you said.
Oh, so what, you that guy that like breaks up with girls around the holiday season? Like, you like, look.
Nah, that's too much fucking. That's petty.
Okay.
That's not P.
So what y'all think is like the number one breakup song?
Bust the windows out your car.
Okay. What you think, Ty?
In love with another man. We gonna go ahead and stick with Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan had some hits out that bitch.
She definitely did.
Jasmine, I cried with that shit. Like,
that's my song.
Love
too.
With another man. I'm like, God damn, this bitch sucking another nigga dick. That'd be the most hurtful part about the breakup. You gotta imagine I sucking somebody else off and shit. I be hurting in a motherfucker.
So the sex part don't matter to y'all. It's the sucking the dick part. That'd be
sucking the dick part is like too far. Like, you can cheat, but don't suck that nigga dick. If you suck the nigga dick, girl, it's really like, I might gotta go to jail. Like, have you ever been caught cheating, Bree?
I don't cheat.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
I had a homeboy though. No, that's no cap, bro. When I used to work outside, bro used to work with this girl, like they both started at the same time, and like some reason they, you know, like cop jobs is some reason they couldn't pick the same shift because I think she missed a day or something like that. Bro, she had to work the overnight shift. She straight sucked my man dick on the overnight. Everybody at the job found out.
Why? Because he told him.
I think he told somebody, the guy who dick she sucked, he told somebody, but it was like, you know how breakdowns is, everybody found out through the break room. Then, but the nigga that she sucked dick, the nigga was like built like a bodybuilder, so the nigga really couldn't do nothing to him.
You gotta shoot him, bro. You gotta shoot him.
Yeah, he was hurt. That nigga was hurt for her. She straight sucked dick on the night shift.
That'd be the hardest part. Like, yo, like the hardest part of the cheating be like, yo, did you, I know you cheated. Did you suck his dick though? They be hurt.
That's like a question that y'all dread to ask, but y'all gotta ask, or y'all just won't ask.
Yeah, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Fuck that.
Yo, you asking or you not asking?
Nah, I ain't. It's one of the things. Like, I already feel like if you cheating, you definitely sucking that nigga dick.
even if you not cheating, we broke up. And you with somebody else, I'm not asking that question. Like, if we get back together and shit, like, yo, I ain't asking nothing, bro. Like, I'll be hurt.
I don't really think it could really be the same, though. Especially if she start doing some new moves. Like, where you learn this at? With the other nigga?
Yeah, that's it. That's why I say, I don't care how many times I cheat. Once a girl cheat once, it's over.
You don't go back once she cheat once?
Nah, fuck that. Nah.
Even if she take you back more than once?
Yeah, even that. We gotta have that agreement up Party front. Yeah, we gotta have that agreement up front.
So that's something you saying, or like when y'all first meet, you like, look, you know, if ever we cheat or whatever the case may be, you know, I'm not taking you back if you cheat on me.
At the she catch me cheating the first time, and I be like, if you cheat, it's over. Like, so don't get caught. Don't get caught. Don't let me find out, because I don't got the same heart like you. I'm not gonna forgive.
So Bree, what's the five? Give us five. Like, guys listening to this, like, five cheating tips to look out for a female. Like, what's the game?
Yeah. Oh, let me get my notes out.
If a girl, so y'all don't cheat, but I'm gonna say.
No, hold up, no, you can't. Hell no. She about to tell you, but then she's like, but I don't cheat, though.
I don't know if I said she got to make sure she covered herself.
Hypothetically. If you were a cheater, Bree, what's some of the signs?
You saying, like, if a girl was cheating or just, like, anybody in general?
If a girl was cheating. Because I'm going to give you five for a guy. If a guy was cheating, if you do the five for a girl.
I probably can't give you five, but I can definitely say.
Let's do three. Let's do three.
Girls trips. If you're a little worried, a girl's trip can turn, you know, that could be a little something.
My baby mother went on a girl's trip not too long ago. Ain't that a bitch?
Girls trip. Nah, girls trip. I ain't. When I had my first girl I was dealing with, she went on her. I went to Vegas the week before she went to Vegas. Boy, I was cheating up a storm. She went to Vegas the following week after me. Boy, I was blowing her phone up. I called her phone like 20 times a day.
Yeah, that's crazy though.
Wait, now, so you went on a trip and you cheated, and then she went on a trip and you was like, "Oh damn, I know she cheated because I cheated." That's what you saying?
Yeah, I was like, "You go to Vegas? What you going out there for?"
Shit, my motherfucker. Yeah, I had a girl take me on a girls trip with her so she could cheat with me and shit for real. So,
oh,
yeah. I would like the girls trip was the excuse so she could cheat. So yeah, you is totally right about that.
Wait, so she told her boyfriend it was a girls trip, but it was really just fucking with you?
No, it was really a girls trip, but she asked me to come down as well for real, so she could have she got all the pictures, all the girls trip pictures, but I definitely had a hotel in the same, I had a room in the same hotel.
Damn, that's crazy.
Man. It is. Mm-hmm. Proves my point, girls trip.
Hey, girls bro. Trip. Damn, my homeboy girl just went on a girl's trip not too long ago. that nigga not pee.
Yeah, that nigga's not pee now. Once he hit this, he really ain't gonna be pee.
He ain't gonna be pee at all.
He be calling his girl with everything.
Yeah.
My girl never going on a girl's trip ever again, bro. Fuck that.
Shorty had went on a, when she went to Vegas. Well, I would FaceTime her every day. Boy, I was blowing her phone. I said, "Turn the camera around. Let me see who with you."
Nope.
Are y'all like that. Super insecure, man?
Nah,
I don't really be giving a fuck. That's why, I don't be wanting to know. Like, so I don't go through no phones, no none of that shit. So you could just cheat with me and just have a ball.
In that relationship.
Oh, so you'd rather be the guy that girls are cheating with versus being cheated on.
Yeah.
I'm definitely with that guy too.
I made that meme.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you the same way, JR?
Yeah, like that. I feel like the cheating story is way better than getting cheated on. Like doing the sneaky link move and you the one that's like, I was telling my shorty that the other day. I was telling her, I said, I've been the nigga that's, I didn't met a nigga that I know I just did it to his girl like literally yesterday. And I straight shake the nigga hand like, yo, what's up?
Nigga, we
you talking to your girl about that?
Yeah, because I'm open. I tell her like, yo, yeah, I used to be wild as shit. It ain't like no secret.
No, I'm just saying, to me, I thought she would be thinking like, oh, that's what you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just my thought.
I'm pretty open. Like, I pretty understand. Like I just wasn't. Like, I always was a wild, fly out, crazy nigga. Like, I was doing parties when I was like 14. So, I was pretty out there.
Yeah, that shit was fun, bro. Funners! Ain't nothing like getting your dick sucked by the love of somebody else's life. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yo.
But I stopped that shit because it's karma. It's karma involved with that shit. It's definitely karma involved with it.
How many times have y'all been cheated on?
That I know of?
That you know of?
Once.
I'm gonna say twice. Twice with me.
And y'all had evidence, like she told you. Did you look like what happened? How you found?
Oh no, mine is twice too. But she was a hoe though. Like she was my bottom bitch. I used to I used to mess with this hoe for real. Like she was a real life hoe. And I didn't know at first and shit, but then she was like teaching me the ropes and shit for real. So I was in love, though. The bitch was bad. You couldn't tell she was no hoe. Like you really couldn't tell she was no hoe. She looked like all the Instagram models out here these days and shit for real. So I went over her house one day for real. And I'm getting ready to leave for real. We do our thing and shit. And it's a condom in a trash can. I say, what the fuck? I'm like, you ain't tell me about this nigga. So, cause that's she's supposed to be open. She's supposed to tell me everything for real. She ain't tell me about it, Nick. But like, yeah, she was cheating.
Damn.
But I don't think that really count. I don't really think that really count. Nah, she was my bottom bitch. She's old man. That's what I was.
Nah,
I thought I was a pimp.
Good question,
I thought I was a pimp. That was a that was my first and last day of pimping.
All right, so what's the second one?
That was like back in college for real. The girl I was dealing with in college. She was she kept on asking me to come out there, And then I don't know, I just ain't feel right. So I just was asking questions and shit for real. And then she just told me like she got hit from a nigga. Hmm. All
right, what about you, JL?
I think mine was I was dealing with a chick out in LA and we were serious, but she straight out playing me for real. I had that feeling when you just checked off on. Let me see what's going on with this bitch real quick. Like I didn't bought this bitch all this shit. I need to make sure we is good. I had went on her little Facebook messages. She was laughing and joking with a nigga. And this nigga think it's serious. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn. I'd have been hurt. I'd have smacked the shit out of her.
I ain't gonna lie. She like, lay in the bed, babe. I'm on the floor like, bitch, dog. I'm on the floor with it right now. Ain't no getting in the bed with you. Tomorrow, I'm packing my shit.
I am. So have you ever been cheated on, Bri?
I have been cheated on once when I was like 18.
That you know of.
Yeah, but I know of, like, this guy I was dating. He was, like, we used to work together, and he was fucking with a couple girls at the job. And, like, I found out on accident. I was, like, asking one of my friends a question or something like that. I don't know. I guess I tried to, like, play it cool. And he ended up telling me. And
he told it was, like, you? Five he told bitches. Himself?
No, he didn't tell me. Like, a friend of mine told me by accident. Like, kind of said it. Like, I started acting like I knew. Like, oh, I think he's cheating on me. He was like, oh, you know? And I was like, what? He really is? Like, he's really cheating on me? And then it was like that type of thing. And then come to find out, it was like five bitches.
And did you take him back?
No. That was done.
You better. I always get taken back. Fuck you talking about.
Nah, 18. when you 18 though, that's that definitely that puppy love. You be hurt.
Yeah, you be hurt. You be hurt for life.
Yeah.
Be scarred.
You be in the house listening to Let It Burn for like 3 days.
Not for life.
All right. So what y'all got coming up this week?
Man, I got an interview with JO tomorrow.
Hey, we
about
to be
live
in that joint for real.
Yes.
A whole bunch of positivity and shit. Y'all about to be super P.
Nah, we about to get that thing lit for real, bro. Definitely pull up on it for real. We about to be lit.
Life coach and fucking kids mentor. I'm definitely not tuning into that shit.
You better tune in.
That joke about to be live, bro.
That shit is not about to be live. Coming to you live. You got to run up. You gotta run up to the camera, JL, like old bro. School.
I was about to say that I can't wait till I come start coming back with the videos, bro. I got some stuff I'm working on right now with the videos coming back with them.
That's cool.
But what you got this week, Jay?
Bro, I got a school event coming up this Friday, and then I'm like really I'm back in the mix, bro. I'm back in the gym. Getting right, bro. My birthday coming up February the 5th, so about to be an old one. Right.
So, okay.
What you doing for your birthday?
Bro, I don't know, bro. It's like, it's really around the pandemic. I mean, like,
man, that shit over, yo. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro, you don't know if it's another
strain. Everybody called it for Christmas. It's over now.
Yo, we over, bro. We good.
Like, you don't know if another strain about to jump off. Like, you don't know for real. So
yo,
like,
we good till at least June. I'm telling you. I already talked to the CDC.
Okay.
You stupid.
So I mean,
what you want to do?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm really on some tip, really securing the bag and then really just jumping out. Maybe in March I do something. Like I ain't really tripping for real. I'm looking at like I really want to do something. Like I don't know. I want to travel and shit like that.
So that means you're not coming home. You're not going.
Nah, I ain't going to Baltimore. Everybody in Baltimore was.
His whole tone changed.
He's like, nah, I ain't gonna buy more.
I ain't gonna buy more.
Nah, bro. I ain't gonna buy more. Baltimore, bro. Everybody. My sister and whole house, like, I went to her house for Christmas. Literally, 2 days I left, all of them had the goddamn coronavirus. I'm like,
bro, you gotta get it. is you gotta get it or you gonna be out there looking over your shoulder. That's your problem now.
I'm nervous for that shit.
You gotta go ahead and get it out the way. Go ahead and catch it, bro. Go
no,
ahead
bro.
Catch that shit. Tell somebody I sneeze.
Not that bad, y'all.
It's not that bad. It's not that
bro,
bad.
I seen what Pudge look like. He like a bag, like a commercial. I'm like, nah, bro. I don't want that.
Pudge like 350.
Bro, and just look how sad he was looking in his eyes.
Yeah,
bro.
He did like, look, but Pudge looked sad like that on regular days.
I said, bro.
I'm glad he pulled through, though. I'm glad he pulled through.
Yes,
he
sir.
He back out there. He performed. He just posted something performing and shit for real.
I said, bro, nigga, that could be me out there with the COVID. Like, my eyes, my life was flashing before my eyes when I seen yo.
Oh shit! So how old are you turning,
bro? I'm turning 30, bro.
Oh, big dirty.
It's a big year. You gotta do something, JL.
Yeah, you
gotta
go.
Big
you gotta do something.
But
bro.
That's what I said, bro.
You gotta go to Miami, go catch COVID for real, man.
Nah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
go catch
I
COVID for your birthday, my nigga.
I'm gonna plan around do something though. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna do something. But I just wanna nigga. I just had to be alive. I was talking to one of my niggas around the way. I was like, bro. We ain't never planned to be fucking 30. Niggas was...
No, y'all ain't fucking
really?
Planned to
what
be 30.
What you mean? Like, you was... What the fuck?
Y'all was like, having dreams these niggas
bro,
got.
Bro, we never even had, like, a conversation. Like, I remember being outside, like, we never talked about, like, yeah, when we get 30, we gonna do this. Like, we was, like, literally thinking of, like, everybody's gonna be, like, 21. 21 is, like, nigga, we made it. Like, oh, nigga, we found it. Like, we made it to another level.
Yo, I'm already thinking these niggas fucking they retarded. I be thinking like till I'm 80, like at least 80.
Nah,
I already know what I'm doing for my 60th birthday party. Like fuck you talk about.
That's why like niggas and I mean like I heard a lot of niggas that didn't know what to do. Once we turned 21, it was like, so what the fuck do we do now?
Like, drink.
That's just a start. I don't remember none of my 20s.
Yeah, like niggas did not know what to do. Like after you turned 21, it was like, all right, cool. Everybody goes down to the club, go to strip club, go to all the shit that you couldn't go to when you was 20. Then it's like, all right, now it's like, what the fuck do we do?
When y'all turned 18, did y'all just like buy shit just because? Like my father like smoked cigarettes, so I was like, oh, let me buy your cigarettes for you. Let me get a lottery ticket. Did y'all do that?
Nah, I was already smoking this. Don't try to wake up back in the fucking conversation, Gustavo.
We is already in the-
Oh my gosh. You started yawning and everything.
Hey, you said no.
Hey, listen. I don't even know what you're talking about. I've been in this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I don't even know what the fuck I'm about to say. All right, we about to get off, though, Gustavo. I ain't doing shit this week. I'm in Chicago this weekend. I'm going to be rocking with Just Niche in Chicago, so check me out.
Yes, sir.
I got motherfucking do a whole bunch of more for one funny-ass Sunday coming up March 6th, man. Y'all already know what it is. And that's all I'm doing, man. I'm trying to hit these stages, man, and party hardy. I gotta get some more irresponsible stories, so I just be trying to do a lot of irresponsible shit for y'all. Try to keep y'all lives interested through me. Y'all can live vicariously through me.
Your motherfucking head is irresponsible.
Yo, I had to take my shit out, bro. Like, I'm getting ready to come home, bro. I gotta get my shit. I gotta let my shit breathe for a week. And then when I come home, my shit gonna be fresh again.
Mm-hmm. How long you gonna be here?
Yo, what you, the feds?
Yeah, I am.
I'll be there for a few. We can definitely, y'all definitely invited. We can come shoot something live and shit. Make sure it's during the daytime because you know how Gustavo is and shit. And they bring your sleep apnea machine just in case, Gustavo.
Yo, crazy.
Bring your machine. This nigga woke up and was like, no.
let me get your opinion on this though. I know y'all. How y'all feel about them MLK flyers with Martin Luther King on the back of it? Like niggas be throwing like gold chains around Martin Luther King. Like what
with the middle finger? No, the middle finger. That's the one for me.
Like
did y'all see that one?
I see a whole bunch of them because I'm how y'all feel about that?
When I grow up, I want to be like MLK without the gunshot wound. Shit, for real, that's all I'm trying to be, bro. Because he was cheating like a motherfucker too, but his Coretta stayed with him.
Yeah,
that nigga was living. That's why I say, yo, it all depends how influential you are, and shit, for real. Bitches to stay by your side, for real. Yeah, that though, she ain't going nowhere.
If you speaking positive shit, then bitches don't care.
Yeah, bitches don't care. You gotta get your dick sucked. You putting all that pee out into the world.
That nigga was a legend, bro. That nigga, what's his name? Jesse. He wanted to be him so bad, bro.
Nigga, fuck it. Jamal Bryant wanted to be my
Well, we didn't get off on that with Jamal Bryant.
She talking about.
He was on his way, though.
That he was on his way.
He had 15 women in every city.
Yeah. Nigga, was out there. All right, yo, we gonna holler at y'all fucking next week, or we can do something later this week. Let's pick a good time when Gustavo is awake. We gotta start
doing more. You keep putting this back on me because I was the first one on here early.
This nigga woke up was like, no.
And that, y'all could have just played it off like, no, yeah, boom, man. Y'all gotta work as a group, as a team. As soon as I said no, somebody should have been like, yeah, no, all about what we talking about. Yeah, come on.
I think this was your best episode, Gustavo. This was your best episode.
Come on, exactly.
That was your funniest. This was your funniest one.
Thank you.
All right, Bree. All right, Gustavo. All right, y'all.
See you guys.
Peace.